Psalm 102, 12 through 17, continues the prayer of an afflicted person who has grown weak and pours out a lament before the Lord. And that's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the psalm. But you, Lord, set enthroned forever, your renown endures throughout all generations. You will rise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He'll respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Again, the psalm was written by an afflicted person who had grown weak. This person poured out his heart to the Lord. In the first part of his prayer, the servant was worn down. His personal challenges were crushing. He was wasting away, body and soul, and he felt like a bird alone on a roof. However, in today's passage, he turns his thoughts to the person of God. In contrast to his vulnerability, the Lord sits enthroned forever. God remains the same throughout all generations. His work in the past proves that he will work in the present. The love he has for his people will never fade. It will never fail. Do you ever feel like the psalmist, a bird alone on a roof? This passage reminds us to steady our hearts with the person of God. And when a world crumbles down around us, he remains enthroned forever. He endures. He never leaves us alone. So, Father, in the midst of my devastation, I turn my focus to you, the one who sits enthroned forever, the one whose reputation and fame withstand time and change. I trust you, and I choose to trust you, regardless of my present circumstance. Hear my prayer and come to my aid. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.